Hey, good morning. This is Kara. I'm so excited to talk to you this morning. I've been really thinking about jumping on here, doing one of my little off-the-cuff, raw, unedited episodes. And I'm feeling really inspired because I'm away. I'm in San Diego, California. So you can imagine that like little spark, you know, is like that morning time that's, you know, really nice to get outside and go running. And yesterday I was running here in San Diego along the marina, which is like, there's a marina along the San Diego Bay. And so nice. I'll admit I probably could have gotten a better workout if I didn't stop so much because I took a lot of photos and it was just so awesome. And I have a little balcony and I was actually going to sit outside and record this out on my little balcony, but it's pretty loud. And I don't think it would have been the best recording because I decided that, you know, this one is going to be directly from my smartphone. And just like olden times, like the early episodes that I used to record in May 2014 when I started this podcast. And I say that a lot just to give you a background if you're just stumbling upon this podcast, because back in those days, all of these episodes were recorded directly on my smartphone, totally no frills. You know, no mixers and microphones and extra accoutrement, you know, that I use now for my Power Pearls podcast, which is totally different, you know, knitting podcast, which it's, I love it. The medium of, you know, using the equipment and editing. I enjoy the editing process. I mean, there's so much about this audio, you know, medium that I really do enjoy, but I really also enjoy this, you know, just being really off the cuff and just kind of going with what comes natural, because I feel like, especially after, you know, workout, post-workout, it's just a really special time where creative ideas come to me, inspiring ideas might come to me that may not really emerge the same way later on in the day. So, you know, my feeling is when that strikes, I need to go with it, you know, and that feeling is here. So I decided that, I thought, why not? So, you know, it's going to be reminiscent to some of the episodes that were, like I said, early on. You know, sometimes I kind of ramble, but you know, a lot of you guys seem to really like it. So I guess we, you know, we all can ramble at times, but I'm going to try to be a little bit more, you know, concise and succinct, whatever you want to say, you know, just be a little bit more on the mark. But when I was in the airport, on a 5-hour layover, which is crazy, but not so crazy because I kind of enjoy the that time. Sometimes you can really get a lot done, and because you know you can't go anywhere, so you're like there. You know that's where you're staying put. So there's really nowhere else for you to go. And so I I just was doing a lot of freeform writing and listening to, you know, podcasts that I love, because not only do I love to podcast, I'm also a podcast consumer and I'm pretty passionate about that too. And so, you know, I've been listening to a few different podcasts that I really resonate with. And one of them is called Pursuing a Balanced Life with Cliff Ravenscraft. And I actually stumbled upon that podcast only a year ago. And it was after I had already started doing the Morning Cool Down. And I realized that his podcast it's just the same idea. You know, he doesn't record from his phone. He does have a portable recorder that he would take with him on his walks and his workouts. And also just at times he would just be, you know, have an impromptu moment. And they're not scripted and there's no music and it's just him and, you know, the microphone and his thoughts and ideas. And he was talking about a return to early mornings on episode 631. So check that out. I mean, if you like this podcast, if you like The Morning Cool Down, you might like his podcast too. I think he's up to like, well, 631. That means that's the 631st episode. So he's been doing this a whole lot longer than me. And, but he was talking about, you know, just how he's getting back to the morning routine. But he had mentioned that whole fad. Yes, I do agree. It's like, we call it a morning routine. Like all of a sudden, why is that a fad? You know, but we needed to name it, you know, name it something, right? Just a little sip of my morning coffee here because it's morning in San Diego. And so anyway, I really like some of the things that he said, you know, and I just thought maybe I would review my notes a little bit here, you know, just as I'm talking to you. So there might be a few little, you know, pauses here while I'm reading, but just quickly scanning my notes. The reason why I wanted to just talk about this episode, because I really related to this. He talks about how he's a spinning fool. And, well, I can say that I'm a spinning fool too, Cliff. And, you know, I've been spinning, cycling, but, you know, indoor cycling since the days, you know, since it started in like the early 90s. And, gosh, I can still remember my first spin class and thinking, what is this, you know, bike? This is awesome. It's inside a, you know, a room, and they're aerodynamic, you know, they're like real outdoor bikes. And so he's like really getting into it. And so I thought that was really, really awesome. And, so he's like, you know, a spinning fool, and I was really excited to hear that. And just this morning, cause I'm staying at the Marriott Marquis Marina in San Diego, and, it's a very fancy hotel, and it's really, really nice. I feel like a queen, a princess, whatever, more like a queen. I guess I'm too old to be a princess, and I'm married. So, here I am post workout, and I took a spin class. It was on demand. So cool. On demand. This, you know, cycle class, and you can have your own instructor, and man, it was so cool. It brought back old, you know, memories, because I don't have that kind of environment anymore, you know, where at home. I mean, I have access to spin bikes, and there are some classes, but they're not in the traditional spinning cycling style. And so, you know, that just turning it into a real routine, you know, and kind of almost like dancing on the bike. And I just miss that. And so I got a chance to do that this morning. And even though I do it on my own, there's nothing like having like a class, like a people in the room and working off of each other's energy. There's something so, so cool about that. And it's that one form of exercise, probably more so than running. I'll be totally honest. I love cycling. Like I'm totally addicted to it. I just love it so much. And the indoor cycling thing is just, I love, so, so love. And, it's funny because, I guess, so I don't know if I'm going to probably not say this correctly, but I guess someone had said to Cliff in his comments that it's a new fad that he's into, or is this new fad? And like I just said a few moments ago, like spinning, indoor cycling, whatever we want to call it, is so not a fad. I mean, it's been around now for a couple decades, right? I mean, it's crazy. And it's still probably, if you want to do an indoor exercise, it's still hands down the best way to efficiently, you know, become, you know, aerobic and anaerobic, do strength work, and burn a buttload of calories if you really take full advantage of that bike. You know, any level can do it. And that's what's so awesome about it, because you got that little thing on the bike called tension. And Cliff talked about getting a gel seat. And I really, as soon as I heard them, like I wanted to like hurry up and like leave a comment and say, Cliff, no, don't get the seat. Cause the seat sort of does throw off your kind of, not center of gravity, but sort of the way that you're sitting on that bike, the way that the seat's designed. I think it's really a very distracting, uncomfortable way to cycle. And the other thing that's really amazing about our bodies, because our bodies adapt. And, I'd say about after a week of cycling, your butt doesn't hurt anymore. There's something about that your body conforms to, you know, the seat and gets used to it. So, you know, I don't know. I don't understand how that can happen. But I will say that it absolutely does happen. And after a while, a very short while, you don't need it. And I think he'll realize that he's just not going to need it after a while. It's not necessary. But I think that if you always use it, then maybe you would always be reliant on it. You know what I mean? And the other thing is, if Cliff's listening or anyone out there is listening, I doubt Cliff is listening, but to get cycling shoes. They're hard toe, on the hard, not hard toe, hard soled shoes. And I learned the hard way. Like I thought, oh, it's just for show. We're inside. Who needs, you know, I mean, inside, outside, you're still on a bike. So there is a reason to have a hard soled shoe as opposed to a soft, flexible sole that you use when you run and you walk and you need to move the arch of your foot when you're exercising. And the hard toe, hard foot, I keep saying that, sorry, hard soled shoe. When you're on a bike, all the shock that you're getting from the foot up to the knee and in up in through the quads, you know, a little, but you're taking that on through that shoe. And you actually, and this is what I love the most, it is a much more efficient way to cycle your legs and those revolutions. Like you become an efficient machine on the bike and you're able to cycle much, much better. And it becomes more enjoyable. You feel a huge difference. And then on top of that, like I said, the hard way was, and this was when I, 'cause I taught cycling, spinning for 10 years and I absolutely loved it. You know, still miss it to death, but I just don't have the time to plan those classes like I used to. So I'd probably quickly hate it if I went back to it. And I had a stint. I tried that a couple years ago and it didn't really translate in my life right now, 'cause just being an editor and the podcast commitments and all that. So I'm still passionate about it, but I don't need to do it to make, you know, $20 a class. So anyway, I went off there on a tangent. So I had a, cramps in both of my ankles in my calves at the same time, like Charlie horse type cramps while I was actually cycling. It was like during a sprint and I'm always cautious using tension. I'm like biggest pet peeves. Like don't ever cycle without tension. You need to have that little bit of tension that feels like you're actually on a bike outside because those pedals just go and go and go on their own. You don't even need to push, you know? So that's something to think about. But anyway, I had the worst cramps on both of my calves at the exact same time. They like locked up. And at first, you know, putting my nutrition cap on, I thought, oh gosh, I guess I'm dehydrated and whatever, you know. No, it was the shoes. And I learned from a really good friend who was a cycle, you know, fanatic, indoor, outdoor, you know, did races and tours. She's like, just try the cycle shoes, you know, and so everything I told you before was what she told me. And then I also did more research on it. So not for show, very helpful. Will make a huge difference in your cycling sessions if that's something that you're into. That was really cool. But I just wanted to also get on here and just talk a little bit about my thoughts on this podcast, which at times is random and at other times more consistent. And more recently, having guests just about every episode since I relaunched in, I guess it was in December, a couple months ago now, not that long ago. And, you know, I just feel like... again, you know, it's one of those things where it's this commitment that I don't know, you know, it's going the way I want it to go. And I was actually before this recording, before kind of having almost like a little mini epiphany, in the airport in the Chicago O'Hare, about, you know, gosh, you know, this is something I love. I don't care about the formulas, you know, that people say, if you don't send out your audio podcast, you know, every, you know, whatever, 2 weeks, every week, whatever it is, as long as it's consistently on that exact same day, if you don't always do it, you're going to lose your audience. And yes, I think that there probably is a lot of truth in that. But if I live and die by that, I know that I'll quickly, you know, just not enjoy it anymore because it's getting to the point where it's a lot of work, the editing, the show notes. And I really miss the magic of doing this right here, what I'm doing right now, and then uploading it directly to SoundCloud, you know? So I'm not able to do that if I have a guest. I'm not, I mean, I am, but I can't do it from my phone. You know, it's just, it's not the same thing. So I miss that. I miss it so much. And here I am saying this is my plan, but it's a season. It's a season, quite literally and metaphorically, in my life, I think, because the morning cool down started as an outlet for me to share my inspirations and thoughts and insights with you after my morning run, while I'm still literally cooling down, while the endorphins are still pulsing through me. And that's the capture. It captured it. I bottled it in a podcast, right? And it's hard to do that. And being an interviewer, interviewing, like the host, having a guest, is so different. It's so different than doing a solo episode. And it is so different than being a guest. And I've realized that now that I have been guests on other podcasts, I really love it. I really enjoy it. And I used to be, scared. I really like it. And it's easy because they ask me the questions and I'm really good at talking. So, hey, we're golden. And so this season, like I was just trying to explain here, is right now we're in winter. So maybe it's the dormant season that you'll hear episodes like this. And then maybe you won't hear an episode for a while, but it'll be maybe an episode that after I had a great session at the gym, like I did my legs and I supersetted with, biceps or whatever. Like it's going to morph into something a little bit different than here I am outside running post run talking about that. So yes, that's kind of the direction that I'm heading in and, for right now. So it's that chapter, for the summer, months is over, and now we're moving into the winter of this podcast for 2016. So as I record this, it's January 10th, 2016, and I think it might be just this whole like California thing that's really bringing this out. So be it, right? Great, go with it. So here we are, but there is something to be said about the fact that I do live in this, in very northern climate. And so I can really appreciate this moment. I can really appreciate when the summer comes and the beautiful, crisp, warm mornings, watching the sunset. So when the time changes too, is awesome. And being able to experience the beauty in that moment. And if it was like that every single day, yeah, sure, I would take it for granted. And I do know that firsthand, because I lived in Florida for 6 years. I always had the access to, anytime, it's like a same thing with California. I'm sure it's a very active lifestyle because you're outside, you're not hibernating. There's, you're not bundling up. And so there's lots of activity and people always want to run. They want to look good. They're always active and they're always moving in some kind of way. Right. And so, yes, I got used to that, wearing flip-flops year round. And then I moved back, I moved to Indiana, and that was a different experience. And I totally appreciate what I have. I totally do. And I embrace the snow. It's actually funny. My husband shared with me that we got some snow, it's snowing at home and I'm going to go home to see this, total drastic change in it compared to what I'm dealing with now or I'm experiencing now, I should say. Drinking that coffee. So I should get ready. I just felt like jumping on here and just talking about where this podcast is going. And then I'm pretty excited to share things when I'm able to. And that's it. I mean, no pressure for, no commitment. I'm not saying yes to being any specific way with this podcast. The Power Pearls podcast is my knitting podcast that I'm totally dedicated to a set schedule and editing. And that's cool. And then this is my freeform, artistic, unedited, raw approach to podcasting. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you keep listening and, I'll see you next time.